folks, we've hit that time of year. Sports seasons overlap. A lot of people paying attention to basketball. But tomorrow, 1 p.m., the Oregon lacrosse team takes to Pape Field to open the 2020 season. Just about a year ago, she debuted with a win against Mercer. On Twitter, you could follow along. Use the handle at @coach_Hoffman. Chelsea Gamble Hoffman joins us. Coach, appreciate the time. How's life treating you these days?
Good. Yeah, crazy that today's the first day all of the 2020 lacrosse seasons kick off. So feels like it's that time of year we're all getting excited for.
You know, you played as a midfielder back east, which is, you know, the real true hotbed of lacrosse. You played at George Mason. You spent time at UConn, and then you arrived as an assistant at Stanford. Kind of a general question. You've been here about a year and a half. How would you describe, I guess, the feel or support for this great game in our community?
Yeah, I think it's developing year after year. The more, you know, our athletes come from all over the country, I think the more visibility we get in this state. And to be honest, the West Coast with California and Oregon, the lacrosse talent is getting much stronger. So I think that's really getting a lot of excitement around the West Coast. That, you know, there is this new game because it's such a different immersion of soccer, ice hockey, and basketball. So it's been really neat to see it evolve. We just actually finished up the 77 we ran here on campus, and we had, you know, around 200 kids that came from really primarily all over the West region, all the way up from the BC side down to really Southern California. So the excitement around lacrosse on the West Coast is really exciting for, you know, what our athletes are really trying to do and display with the university.
Love it. As somebody who spent 3 years in stores from 2012 through 2014, when that basketball program, I think, went Final Four, won the national title, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, what'd you think of what the Duck women did going into Gamble Pavilion on Monday?
Yeah, it's funny, actually. I was talking to Kelly when he left. I was like, you know, tell Gino I said hello, because I had a good opportunity to really learn from him a bit and watch his practices, as I try to do here with Kelly and their staff. So it was kind of exciting to see the Ducks out on that court, having been there for a few years and really, you know, did my master's degree there and did a lot of my work really in studying motivation and in the way different coaches kind of work through intrinsic and extrinsic motivated athletes. So Gino was someone I liked studying a lot. So it was neat to see the type of mentality our athletes took to that game against a really high caliber opponent in UConn.
We're talking lacrosse with second year coach Chelsea Gamble Hoffman. Obviously, at this level, you lean so heavily on your assistants, recruiting strategy, and you just added Elizabeth Blackwell as a volunteer assistant. What could you tell us about her resume and what she brings to the table as the newest member of your staff?
Yeah, so Liz has worked with our staff for quite some time in different camps, different clinics around the country, and she really brings a really different perspective, having been at a lot of different universities throughout her tenure, and she's really taken on an interesting role with our goalies, and given our goalies a lot more one-on-one attention, really building their confidence in different areas, so, you know, they have more of a point person, and you know, we really like that she asks a lot of questions. She's very intuitive on, you know, what she feels like our staff can really change in the way we approach practice and the way we approach game days. So it's been nice to have a different set of, you know, eyes and ears in the room to really help us kind of facilitate different things for our team to get better day in and day out.
You know, from last year, Shannon Williams was kind of your top gun. She departs, means the door's open for some of the younger players. Your next three top scorers were Jamie, who's now a sophomore, Lillian Stump, a junior, Carly Leach, who I think combined for almost 70 goals last year. So, Coach, how are you feeling about the ability of your team to offset the loss of one of your top offensive players?
Yeah, it's always, you know, tough to lose a top threat, but also a leader, which Shannon truly was. So I think we've been missing her a little bit when we're really rebuilding our offense. But we've been really excited about our transfers that we've brought in from UNC and Stony Brook University. So they've brought some new threats And we have a lot of young athletes that are kind of following in the footsteps that Jamie and Carly have built. And they're, you know, trying to have that same different, you know, approach to being able to be a threat, whether they're asked to play a certain role or, you know, they're really feeling it on game day. So I think the strength of our offense is going to be that we have more than three threats. I think we'll have 4 to 5 threats, giving us a different versatility to, you know, put some teams in some tougher positions. So they have to really play all facets of our offense rather than just hone in on our initial top threat.
You know, earlier I asked you kind of about the pulse of the community for your sport. I always like when I talk to a player or a coach to get you to kind of explain its unique nature. You mentioned earlier it's kind of a combination of three sports, so I always like to have you kind of put your marketing hat on. For those who maybe have not checked out the sport or kind of a novice and are thinking, you know, what will I see, what kind of skill, pace, and all the elements that they could expect if they come out to see this great game?
Yeah, so when you look at the game from the start of the draw, which is where, you know, our three athletes meet in the center of the circle, you know, that's where it's more of like a basketball first tip. So that's kind of how the game starts, and that happens after every goal for our sport. But as soon as the ball progresses down to one side of the, you know, offense or defensive end for an opponent, it's a little bit like basketball. We're playing with 7 people rather than 5, and then you can go behind the net. But the strategies are very similar in the way you can play the inside arc, the way you can play a zone or a man. So that's really what I like about the way basketball translates to lacrosse in the ends, and that's what we focus on with 7v7. And then when we go into basically what we call a ride, or, you know, clearing and riding, that's a little bit more like ice hockey, where lines are coming in and off and you're trying to get the, you know, the ball up the field, and you're having more of like a full court press in basketball. And then again, you're trying to get down to the other end and play out that, you know, different offense or defensive set. So it really is a, you know, the strategy pieces kind of combine a lot of different IQs of different sports. And it is fast. I think that's the fun part about this game. It is the fastest growing game on foot, and it's given, you know, a lot of athletes that have soccer backgrounds, basketball backgrounds, even ice hockey backgrounds, the opportunity to perfect a craft and have a little bit of a different look when they approach the game. And most of our Canadians have played box lacrosse, which is an indoor style. So they have a little bit craftier sticks, and, you know, you'll see them play more predominant with their, you know, their right hand or whatever hand their, you know, tendency to play with. But most of our Americans will play with both hands. So it's a little bit of, you know, you got to look for the nuances, but there's some, you know, different pieces that the game's really evolved to bring in athletes from all different sports to make it, you know, a really fun and exciting sport for viewers.
You know, I want to hit you with a couple of final thoughts, but first, you know, when it comes to sticks and sports, you always adhere to the Canadians. you know, Duck Lacrosse opens tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Pape Field. You have 14 freshmen. I mean, that's more than any of the other class. I think you have a total of 11 juniors and seniors. We really can't go through them all, but and like you mentioned earlier, you're talking from all over the map. Who are some maybe of the newer faces who might be standing out and folks can keep an eye out for?
Yeah, so off the bat, we have a lot of new faces. We've brought in 3 transfers and 13 freshmen, so a lot of different names will be out there. Sharlene Wallace is someone, she's number 22. She's a Canadian from British Columbia, and she was previously at Stony Brook University. She's one that's pretty crafty that you'll definitely see as a threat on our offensive end. And then really through our midfield, 2 young faces to look for are Hannah Hillcoff, number 32. She's from Florida and has really just this unique drive, and she uses her height well. She's going to be on the draw primarily and then push and pace through the midfield. And then Katie Collins is a midfielder as well, number 8. She's coming out of Colorado, and she has a similar tenacity that, you know, Jamie Lovell has brought to the program. She's quick, she's athletic, she's really gritty all over the field, but she's really coming into her own with confidence as being a threat on the offense. And then on the defense, Emma White, another freshman from Colorado, brings a similar look to KD, where she's pretty gritty and really plays ground balls really well. And she's also kind of a force when, you know, she's able to body up on any attacker coming into the 8-meter. So we're excited about those, you know, four newer faces. But I think you'll see some other sophomores and juniors that haven't had as much experience in the past really, you know, get an opportunity to display, you know, what they've been working on since May of last year.
And lastly, your goalie last year, Rachel, played all but, I think, 21 minutes. She transferred. So the backup was Allie Dunbar. You have a freshman from Westview here at in Oregon, Edie Shepherd. Coach, what are things looking like for your Ducks in the net this year?
Yeah, Allie Dunbar has been really, really excited to take on the new role. You know, she's a lefty, so she brings a different look than we've had in the past. And she saw some time last year in a few games, and I think she's just eager to get out there and really put her work to the test. You know, I think the defense really trusts her right now and knows that she's going to make the saves. We put the offense in a position, you know, to force them in the direction we want her to be able to kind of make the easy saves. But you know, I think the true test will be on that first whistle, everybody coming together and you know, us being a we and focusing on how from play, you know, start to finish, we can kind of continue to complement each other and work through things because we're definitely not going to be perfect on day one, but we want them to grow from, you know, the defensive end to the offensive end and really create some, you know, good chemistry. So we've got, you know, some good foundation behind what we're doing.
Folks, she's Chelsea Gamble-Hoffman, second-year coach of your Duck lacrosse team. 1 o'clock tomorrow at Pape Field, taking on Liberty. Coach, great to have an opportunity to catch up. Best of luck in the early part of the season, and let's definitely chat again as the year moves along.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Steve. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care. Lacrosse is such an awesome game. Appreciate the time of the coach. We're live from Trev's Sports Bar and Grill. What do you say we take a break? We'll come back and we'll wrap up Sports Talk, the somewhat abbreviated edition on this Friday, 95.3 The Score.